all men under law. Every man who has ever lived, without exception, has been under law. Every man now living is under law. Every man to be born will be born under law. Let me prove it. Adam, before he fell, was under law. God placed Adam under law. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Eve, in her first response to the serpent, admitted. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And God, in addressing Adam, in his judgment, was clear. "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Paul, writing to the Romans, declared, "Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam." Or as the NIV puts it, "Death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam." The apostle used the word transgression, parabasis, the breach of a definite, promulgated, ratified law, used elsewhere of the breach of the law of Moses, Romans 4 and Hebrews 2, Hebrews 9. It is clear, therefore, that Adam, before he fell, was under law. It was not a written law, but it was a law. All men since the fall have been under law. In addition to the evidence of nature, which he has given to every man, and for which he holds every man accountable, many verses, God has expressly written a law within every man. Gentiles who do not have the law, that is the law of Moses, by nature do what the law requires. They are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law, that is the law of Moses. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. Romans 2:14-16. This law, like the first, is not written in an outward sense. Nevertheless, it is a real law, and all men are held accountable to God for breaking it. Romans 1, Romans 2. All men know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die. Sin indeed was in the world before the law of Moses was given, but sin is not counted when there is no law. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. As Paul stated literally, "Through law is knowledge of sin." So there must have been a law before the Mosaic law, a law under which all men were accountable and died as sinners, breakers of that law. Israel was given the law of Moses. Israel, and Israel only, was given the law of God through Moses at Sinai. "And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live, and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. See, I have taught you statutes and rules as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Keep them and do them, For that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call upon him? And what great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? The Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, that is the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and rules, that you might do them in the land that you are going over to possess. That's Deuteronomy 4. Moses commanded Israel a law as a possession for the assembly of Jacob. Deuteronomy 33. God declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Psalm 147. What advantage has the Jew, or what is the value of circumcision? Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. Romans 3. Israelites, to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Romans 9. Clearly, Israel had a law, the law of God through Moses. This law being written on stone, and in the book of the law. Christ was under law. We have the apostles' general statement. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. Galatians 4. Specifically, at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the law, and so on. Jesus could say, This charge or commandment I have received from my Father. I do as the Father has commanded me. I have kept my Father's commandments. The inspired writer gave us a commentary on all this. When Christ came into the world, he said, Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as is written of me in the scroll of the book. Behold, I have come to do your will. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10. And we read of Jesus' obedience. Being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Philippians 2, Hebrews 5. Obedience speaks of law. Christ was under law. The law to all men in the gospel offer. The gospel offer contains a law, a command to be given to all men. Christ has commanded his disciples, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Matthew 28. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16. Forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in Christ's name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Luke 24. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Acts 1. And in that gospel offer, there is a command to all men. God now commands all peoples everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. Acts 17. The apostles showed the way. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. Your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved, you and your household. I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and a faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. The believer is under law. The believer, though he has died to the law, the rudimentary law in his conscience and or the Mosaic law, is under the law of Christ. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. So the apostles are clear. The believer has been set free from the law of sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8. But he is under law to Christ. Though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6. The one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. James 1 and 2. And while this law of Christ is not a written code like the Mosaic law, Romans 7, 2 Corinthians 3, 1 Timothy 1, but is the inward working of the Spirit, Romans 8, calibrated by the entire Word of God, John 17, Romans 15, 2 Timothy 3, nevertheless, it is a real objective law, 1 Timothy 1. Thus all men have been, and all men will be, under law. All men are under the law of death to condemnation, or under the law to Christ by his Spirit, and thus to everlasting salvation. Which law are you under?